This is the Sakar Merli of the 11th of May, 2024. Essence, sweet children, now that you have found Allah, you have to put yourselves the right way up. That is, you have to consider yourselves to be souls. To consider yourself to be a body means to become upside down. Question. By understanding which aspect can you develop unlimited disinterest? Answer. This old world is now hopeless. It has become a graveyard. Once you understand this aspect, you can develop unlimited disinterest. You understand that a new world is now being established. This whole old world is to be sacrificed into the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. It is by understanding this one aspect that you will be able to develop unlimited disinterest. Your hearts have now moved away from this graveyard. Om Shanti. In fact, it is double Om Shanti, because there are two souls. The original religion of both souls is peace. The father's religion is peace. The children reside there in peace, and that place is called the land of peace. The father also resides there. The father is constantly pure, but all human beings take rebirth and become impure. The father says to the children, "Children, consider yourselves to be souls. You souls know that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of peace. This is his praise. He is the Father of all and the one who grants salvation to all. Therefore, everyone definitely has a right to the Father's inheritance. What inheritance do you receive from the Father? You children understand that the Father is the creator of heaven, and so he would surely give you your inheritance of heaven, and he would give you that in hell. It was Ravan who gave you the inheritance of hell. At this time, all are residents of hell. Therefore, you definitely received an inheritance from Ravan. There is both heaven and hell. Who is listening to this? Souls. Even on the path of ignorance, it is souls that do everything. But due to body consciousness, people believe it is bodies that do everything. They forget that their original religion is peace and that they are the residents of the land of peace. You also have to explain that it is the land of truth that then becomes the land of falsehood. Bharat was the land of truth, and it later became the land of falsehood, the kingdom of Ravan. This is a common aspect. Why can't human beings understand this? Because souls have become tamopratan. They are called ones with stone intellects. When people become worshippers, they defame the name of the one who made Bharat into heaven and worthy of worship. No one can be blamed for this. The father explains to you children how this drama is created and how you became worshippers from being worthy of worship. The father explains that 5,000 years before today, there was the original eternal deity religion in Bharat. It is only a matter of yesterday, but human beings have forgotten this. People have sat and made up all of those scriptures, etc., for the path of devotion. Scriptures are for the path of devotion, not for the path of this knowledge. There is no scripture created on the path of this knowledge. The Father comes every cycle and gives you children this knowledge to enable you to claim a deity status. The Father teaches you this study, and then this knowledge disappears. There are no scriptures in the Golden Age, because it is your reward there of the path of knowledge. You receive the unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father for 21 births, and then you receive the short-lived inheritances of Ravan for half a cycle, about which sannyasis say, happiness is like the droppings of a crow. There is nothing but sorrow here. It is called the land of sorrow. Before the Iron Age, there is the Copper Age, and that is called the land of semi-sorrow. This is the land of final sorrow. The soul descends while taking 84 births. The Father makes you ascend the ladder because the cycle definitely has to turn. When the new world existed, it was the kingdom of deities. There was no trace of sorrow. That is why they have shown a lion and a goat drinking water together from the same pool. There is no question of violence. It is called the most elevated non-violent deity religion. Here there is violence. The first violence is to use the sword of lust. There is no one vicious in the Golden Age. People sing the deity's praise. They sing the praise of Lakshmi and Narayan. You are completely viceless. This Kali Yuga is an Iron Aged world. It cannot be called the Golden Age. The drama is created in this way. The Golden Age is the temple of Shiva. There, everyone is pure, and their images still now exist. There are also the images of Shiv Baba, who creates the temple of Shiva. He has been given many names on the path of devotion. In fact, he only has one name. The Father does not have a body of his own. He himself says, I have to come in order to give you my introduction and also to give you this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. I have to come and serve you. You call out to me, O Purifier, come. You do not call out to me in the Golden Age. Everyone calls out at this time because destruction is standing ahead. The people of Bharat know that this will be the same Mahabharat war. Then there will be the establishment of the original eternal deity religion. The Father also says, I have come to make you into kings of kings. Nowadays there are no great kings or emperors. It is now the rule of the people by the people. You children understand that we people of Bharat were solvent. We used to live in palaces of diamonds and jewels. First, the world is new, and then the new becomes old. Everything definitely becomes old. For instance, a new house is built, and its lifespan then continues to decrease. It could be said that this one is new, that one is getting old, and the other is in between. Everything goes through the stages of Sato, Rajo, and Tamo. God speaks. God means God. They don't even know who it is that is called God. There are no kings or queens. Here there are presidents, prime ministers, and their many ministers. In the Golden Age, as are the kings and queens, so are the subjects. The Father has told you the difference. Those who are the masters of the Golden Age don't have ministers or advisers. They have no need of them. It was at this time that they took power from Shiv Baba and claimed that status. It is at this time that you receive elevated instructions from the Father, through which you claim a high status. Then you will not need to take advice from anyone. There are no advisers there. Advisers come into existence when you go onto the path of sin, when all your wisdom has gone. The main aspect is vice. Vices are created through body consciousness. Out of those, lust is the number one vice. The Father says, lust is your greatest enemy. You have to conquer it. The Father has explained many times, consider yourselves to be souls. Good and bad sanskars are contained in each soul. It is here, not in the Golden Age, that you have to repent for your actions. That is the land of happiness. The Father comes and makes you children into residents of the land of peace and the land of happiness. The Father speaks to you souls directly. He tells all of you, sit here with your intellects having the faith that you are souls. Renounce body consciousness. These bodies are perishable. You souls are imperishable. No one else has this knowledge. Because of not having this knowledge, they consider devotion to be knowledge. You children now understand that devotion is separate. You receive salvation through knowledge. The happiness of the path of devotion is temporary, because they become sinful souls and indulge in vice. The unlimited inheritance you have received for half this cycle finished. The Father has now come again in order to give you your inheritance with which you receive everything. It includes purity, happiness, and peace. You children know that this old world is to become a graveyard. Now remove your hearts from this graveyard and attach them to the land of angels, the new world. It is just as when a physical father builds a new house. His children move their intellect yoga away from the old house and link it to the new house. Even while the father is sitting in his office, his intellect would be on the new house. Those are limited matters. The unlimited father is creating a new world of heaven. He says, break off your relationship with the old world and form a relationship with me, your Father. I have come to create a new world of heaven for you. The whole of this old world is now to be sacrificed into the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. This whole tree has become Tamobritan and decayed. It is now becoming new again. Therefore, the Father explains that these aspects are of the new world. When a person is ill and he becomes hopeless, it is understood that he is unlikely to recover. In the same way, this world has now become hopeless. Since this world is to become a graveyard, why should you remember it? This is unlimited renunciation. Those Hatha Yogi sannyasis simply renounce their homes and businesses. You renounce the whole of this old world. This old world will change into a new world. The Father says, I am your obedient servant. I have come to serve you children. You called out to me, Baba, we have become impure. Come into this impure world, into an impure body. Just look at the kind of invitation you give me. Ravan, whom you continue to burn, is the one who makes you impure. He is a very strong enemy. You have received sorrow from the beginning of when Ravan came, through the middle to the end. People continue to drown in this ocean of poison. The Father now says, renounce poison and drink the nectar of knowledge. You have been so unhappy for half a cycle in the kingdom of Ravan because of the vices. You become so crazy that you sit and insult God. It is a wonder that the one whom you insult the most is the one who makes you into the masters of the pure world. It is said of human beings that they take birth in 8.4 million species, whereas you call me omnipresent. This is also fixed in the drama. He explains to you in an entertaining way. A good or bad nature and sanskars are held by each soul. The soul says, I experience 84 births. It is a soul that sheds a body and takes another. It is now that the Father explains this. According to the drama plan, the Father comes and puts those who have been turned upside down the right way up. The Father tells you, sweetest children, don't sit there upside down. Consider yourselves to be souls. You have now found Allah, God, the Father, who is putting you the right way up. Ravan turned you upside down, and by being put the right way up, you are able to stand upright. This is a play. Only the Father sits and explains this knowledge. Devotion is devotion, and knowledge is knowledge. Devotion is completely separate. It is said that there is a magic lake and that by bathing in it you become fairies. Then they say that Parvati was told the story of immortality. You are now listening to the story of immortality. Was it just one Parvati who alone was told the story? This is an unlimited aspect. The Golden Age is the land of immortality, whereas the Iron Age is a land of death. This is called a jungle of thorns. People do not know the Father at all. They say, O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, O God. However, they don't know him. You too did not know him. The Father has now come and put you the right way up. God is also called Allah. Allah teaches you and gives you the status of gods. However, there is only the one God. Lakshmi and Narayan cannot be called a god and goddess because they take rebirth. I am the one who taught them and made them into those with divine virtues. All of you are brothers. You have a right to the Father's inheritance. Human beings are in immense darkness. They belong to the devilish community. They say that the Iron Age is still crawling in its infancy and that it has many years left. They are asleep in the deep sleep of ignorance. That too is in the drama. There is no sorrow in the light. There is sorrow in the darkness of the night. Only you are able to understand this and explain it to others. First of all, you have to give everyone the father's introduction. Everyone has two fathers. A limited father gives limited happiness. The unlimited father gives unlimited happiness. People celebrate Shivratri, and so the father must definitely have come to establish heaven. The heaven that passed is now being established once again. This world is now Tamopratan hell. According to the drama plan, I come to play my part at the accurate time. I am incorporeal. I definitely need a mouth with which to speak. The mouth of a bull cannot be used. I use the mouth of this one, who is in the stage of retirement, in the last of his many births. I enter the body of this one, who didn't know of his own births. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Just as the Father speaks directly to you souls, in the same way, have the faith that each of you is a soul. Remove any attachment from this graveyard. Develop such sanskars that you never have to repent for your actions. 2. Because the Father is stable on the predestined drama, he never blames anyone. He even uplifts those who insult him. Become like the Father in this. No one can be blamed in this drama. It is created accurately. Blessing. May you become a soul with all rights and remain free from having to work hard by receiving blessings from the bestower of blessings at every step. The children of the bestower of blessings automatically receive blessings at every step from the bestower of blessings. Blessings are their sustenance. They are sustained with the sustenance of blessings. Someone who has such elevated attainments without having to make effort is said to be blessed. So you have claimed a right to attainments for birth after birth. You now receive the blessings from the bestower of blessings at every step, and you will constantly continue to receive them. For a soul who has all rights, there is nothing but blessings. Blessings through drishti, words and relationship. Slogan: intensify the speed of your efforts according to the speed of time. Om Shanti.